This is Lady Tiffany Ma. This is my Mind Emporium. Welcome to my podcast, everybody. I hope you guys are having a lovely Thursday. It's not raining again, and this is day two of no rain. It's beautiful. I'm pretty sure it's going to start raining this afternoon, though. We all know that. Y'all know how I like to get my podcast started. I'm talking about gossip or whatever, but before I start that, I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on. There's a viral picture going on of an interracial couple. And the black guy is dressed as a slave and the white woman dressed, you know, like how they did back then. He's in chains. I want to say a little bit of something. If this is your way of saying that black men are white women's bitches, just say it. Just say it. Okay. When you came out with those pictures as you was a slave, just say black men are white women's bitches. Okay. It's all right. Just say that. No, but anyway, you know, as we go throughout the year and as people make racism more of a topic, it seems as though people literally take the song from Britney Spears, "A Slave for You," literally rather than figuratively. You can be a slave to love, okay? It has happened. People have been a slave to love. And that's, you know, I don't know. I mean, is it toxic in a way? Is it good in a way? I don't know. I do know this, though. When someone does a picture and you are the slave in the picture, the last laugh is on you. So he has no self-respect. And I get what they're doing and I get the sarcasm of it, but y'all doing too damn much. Okay. You know, that's what's up with this generation. Y'all are doing too damn much. You can love a white person without being a slave to them. But if that's what he wants to be, that's what he needs. That's what he wants to be. Let him be that. Yes, it's going to bite him in the ass sooner or later. But, you know, that's his ass, not mine. My ass ain't going to get bit from that. His ass is. So, it is what it is. It's crazy. I know people are doing psychoanalyzations of it and this, that, and the fourth. So, yeah. So, let's get started with these topics I found yesterday, honey. There was a lot of them, and I said I was not going to do this. Some of them I'm going to keep for later. But others of them are be on the door of what I really talk about here, which is kind of everything. The first topic, y'all know Maria Taylor has been trending lately in the news. This article is from the Jasmine brand, and it was written by Shar Patterson, and it says, Maria Taylor leaves ESPN after leak audio drama, reportedly going to NBC Sports. It says, Maria Taylor is parting ways with ESPN after controversy over leaked audio. As previously reported, the New York Times published a story on July 4th that features audio from reporter Rachel Nichols speaking against Maria Taylor being named the host of NBC Countdown. In the clip, which dates back to July 2020, Rachel Nichols, who is white, alluded to Maria Taylor only landing a job because she's black as the network attempts to improve its diversity. So she's basically saying, the only reason you got the job, girl, is because you black. Affirmative action. Okay, the right wording for that would be affirmative action. You don't know what affirmative action is. Y'all got damn Google. Google it. All right. Now Maria Taylor is leaving ESPN after the two parties failed to agree on her contract moving forward. There is speculation that she is heading to NBC Sports and could cover the Olympics for the channel. I'm gonna give my little 2 cents on this. If you are just hiring me because you gotta meet your nigga quota, don't hire me. I know my mom pissed like, girl, you just talked yourself out of a job. Don't hire me because you need to meet your nigga quota. Okay? And in a way, this has hurt Black people. Because you do have a white person who wants a job. And they hire a Black person to get the job. And that becomes a thing to where it's like, okay, did you hire her because she's Black? Did you hire her because she was a woman? All that. And then it becomes a huge issue, you know? And it's like, why can't you just hire somebody based off their skills and their credentials and how hard they have been working? I'm not saying Maria Taylor did not work hard to get to where she's at. I'm just saying that, you know, people hire people for the skills they have, should hire people for the skills they have and the talent they have over hiring people because you gotta meet your nigga quota. I said nigga quota. I'm not taking that one back. But yeah, a lot of y'all motherfuckers do have jobs because not because y'all talented. It's because y'all just clearly a color. You're Asian. You're Hispanic. You're Native American. Or you could be all of them. And you got a job not because of your skill set, but because you look made the team look diverse. So, yeah. And a lot of these stories I already, like, put up yesterday just to tell you a review of what I was going to do my rundown with. This article comes from Baller Alert, and it says, I'm going to make it rain. It says, scientists have been hired to make it rain because it's been so hot in Dubai. This was blogged by Raquel Harris, and it says, it's so hot in Dubai that the government has hired scientists to make it rain. On average, the United Arab Emirates receive about 4 inches of rain a year. To increase rainfall, the county has hired a team of scientists to do what Travis Porter does best, make it rain. I ain't heard from Travis Porter in a while, by the way. The scientists create the rainstorm by launching drones that then shot electricity into the clouds, causing them to clump together. The Independent report. The process produces large raindrops that fall to the ground instead of evaporating into the air. What we are trying to do is make droplets instead of the cloud big enough so that when they fall out of the cloud, they survive down to surface. Meteorologist and researcher Carrie Nickel told CNN this past May. Well, of course y'all know. You got to read the rest. I'm not going to say too much on this. You know, if you don't know that scientists have been doing things with the atmosphere and you don't believe it, friend, it is what it is. Okay? I'm just going to leave the article where it's at. You know, scientists know how to do things. Okay? It's hot in Dubai. They made it rain. Okay. This next article is from Baller Alert. It says Taco Bell has experienced a food shortage. Y'all pray for me, even though I have stopped eating Taco Bell. That's for personal reasons. But y'all pray for me. Then I took the damn Mexican pizza. They took the damn Mexican pizza. And do you think that some of the food is going to the employees who are very much paid underly? That's not a word, but I just made it. This was blogged by RBH Gold and says Taco Bell is apologizing for the national ingredient shortage and delivery delay. That some of the locations are experiencing. Due to national transportation delay happening throughout most of the industry, we may temporarily be out of some items. Apologize for inconvenience and we hope to feed fans. Current Taco Bell cravings again soon, the company said. It is not too clear how long the shortage will last. Complaints by customers shared on Twitter revealed that there is a shortage of beef, chicken, hot sauce, and tortillas. Girl, that's a whole menu! Not you! Chicken, okay, but beef? Y'all. I ain't gonna try to stir no panic, but y'all better stock up on some food in the house. I'm starting to think that in the back of my head, I was giving somebody advice, and I was like, well, so you will stop getting conundrums where you have to go wait in the fast food line for food. Why don't we just call a spade a spade? Let's just be straight up honest. And let's just say this. Why don't you get you some bread? Get you some bread. When I say bread, I'm talking about the bread you eat, not money. You can't eat money, friend. And there's going to be cases where money is just not going to buy what you need at this point. You just have it. But y'all don't want to talk about that. Get you some bread. If you eat meat, get you some lunch meat. I know lunch meat is bad for you, but it's food. Get you some peanut butter. Get you some jelly. Okay, get you some tomatoes, all right? Get you some grains, get you some beans, get you some rice. Just have it around the house. I'm not trying to make you panic. Just have these things around the house. Because I've noticed there's been a shortage lately. I have ordered from two places on DoorDash. And every time I order something, it's short. There's nothing there. Apparently, they ain't got no chocolate cake at City Barbecue. And apparently they ain't selling no fries at Del Taco. They gave me some burritos. So yeah. This next article again comes from BallAlert.com. BallAlert had it going on, honey. Okay, friend. And this article was written by Cabbage Patch Girl, and it says, man with COVID arrested after dressing up as his wife to board a flight. What you trying to say about your wife? They do say when couples are together for a long time, they do start to look like each other. Let's go to this article. It says, an Indonesian man is reported to have been arrested after disguising himself to take a flight as his wife. The person, who was only publicly identified by the initials of DW, took a CityLink domestic flight from Jakarta to Ternate and wore a niqab covering him, report CNN Indonesia affiliate. According to reports, the cover was meant to allow the man to fly, even though he reportedly tested positive for COVID. Sorry, the Steven. I keep calling it that name. We call it the Steven. However, the report said his wife had tested negative using her ID and negative PCR test results to board that the Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport plane in Jakarta. It's unclear if the man would have been caught if he didn't get rid of his disguise. An attendant said that she saw DW go to the airplane bathroom and then go out wearing men's clothing instead of niqab. A complete veil with an eye opening. It notified Ternate Airport authorities that the passenger was detained when the plane disembarked. Y'all know that was what Loki did when he was trying to help female Loki escape Lamentis. And he messed up and got drunk. And his disguise went away. And they kicked their asses off the damn train. Which was funny because people on the train end up dying anyway. So it was like, yeah, okay. Somebody been watching Loki. Yo, sick soul, sitting up there putting. I don't see how you had the energy to do all that. Is he really sick? Because I heard this new variant is not nothing to play with. All right. This next article, which was written by Twyla Amore McDaniel, is from the Jasmine brand. And it says, petition call for the removal of dating guru Kevin Samuels from YouTube and Instagram. Black people don't like black people making money. Y'all ain't shit. And y'all know, low-key, y'all ain't shit. let this man say what the hell he want to say. I don't see y'all doing it to the Republicans who don't like you. He ain't shit. Like, he ain't shit neither. But I'm just saying, you know, sometimes you need ain't shit people to make you realize that there are some good people in this world. It says, petition calling out Kevin Samuel has recently appeared online. Thousands of people want the self-appointed professional image consultant removed from Instagram and YouTube due to multiple controversial statements he's made in the past. According to the online removal request, Kevin Samuel has formed a community for men to speak negatively on women, the petition adds. Negatively on black women. He said white and Mexican women, they know what the hell to do. We don't. Removing Kevin Samuel's voice of divisive vitriol will allow women to feel safer, not only in public spaces, but in online communities as well. Freedom of speech is a constitutional right for each of us. However, when the speech is loaded with the thoughts and threats of violence toward women, manipulation of young women, and even fantasies of death to women, that freedom of speech becomes a prison for all those people, for all people those thoughts and desires are intended to isolate. So far, the petition has received 6,619 signatures out of 7,500 final goal. Kevin Samuels is no stranger to making headlines for his controversial statement, normally about women. As previously reported, the past April, he was slammed for saying that rapper Sweetie is an adjustable six. During an episode of Joe Budden podcast, the Dang Guru said Sweetie is an adjustable six, meaning she can go from cute to pretty. He added, I look at your fresh face, no makeup, your natural state. If you have ever seen Sweetie picture fresh face, natural state, she's a cute woman who can be pretty. But I don't think she ever be considered beautiful or gorgeous. This man is blind as a bat. Get rid of him. Sweetie's gorgeous. He's dumb as fuck. And I think he did it for clout and it's backfiring. I really do think he was clout chasing though. And he did it because it pisses him off. He clout chasing because he's saying negative things about black women. He had a Mexican woman on there, you know, and he said, well, tell black women how to get husbands. Nigga, you whoa ain't married. Shut up. Are you mad? You can't get you a husband. Okay, let's talk about what? Okay, Kevin, you like an adjustable two. You could be a three or you could be better, but your personality sucks. Next article. He had these ugly ass motherfuckers with money thinking they could get a woman. Baller alert. Women charged with murder thanks to husband dying word to the police. Y'all bad shit crazy. This was blogged by Honey Grip and in Missouri City, Texas. A woman was arrested Tuesday because of her husband's final word to the police before he died. According to ABC 13, authorities charged 43-year-old Jacqueline Thomas with the murder of the death of her husband, 42-year-old Eugene Liger. Missouri City Police officer responded to a call about a shooting in the Lexington Square neighborhood before 3 a.m. on Tuesday. Investigators said there was a disturbance between the couple, which led to Thomas shooting her husband once in the chest. When the cops arrived, Thomas reportedly told investigators she accidentally shot her husband. Still, Liger told cops the shooting was out of accident before being taken to a local hospital, where he later died. That's why I'm not with anybody. Y'all fighting over here. Y'all tripping. Like, seriously? All right. This article comes from Glock Picks. Glock 2 Pick, sorry. It says, Dr. Dre ordered to pay ex-wife Nicole Young $300,000 a month and spousal support until she remarries. She ain't gonna remarry. She might have some thang on the side, but she ain't gonna remarry. According to court documents, a Los Angeles Superior Court judge ordered Dr. Dre to pay $293,306 per month to Nicole. The decision is only temporary until a final decision is made. Girl. The court document says Dre is ordered to pay Nicole spousal support in the sum of two, we already talked about that, per month, payable on the first of each month, commencing August 1st, 2021. Jay will pay a total of $3,519. $3 million. I'm sorry. I read that wrong. That's what happened when you never seen a lot of numbers like that before.
He's already paid $3 million, $3,519,672 per year until Nicole remarries or enter into a new domestic partnership. The judge also ordered Dre to keep paying for Nicole's health insurance. They're still fighting over their prenup. It's like totally like he did not have a brain aneurysm at all. Y'all trying to kill this man.
Girl.
She need to half that with Michelle. Hell.
This next article comes from the Neighborhood Talk, and it says, Louisville woman, 23, dies while in custody at Jackson County Jail. Family says she was the only Black inmate. This smells like a Sandra Bland situation. Neighbors, a family in Louisville want answers after one of their... Okay, they're addressing their people. It says... A family in Louisville wanted answers after one of their family members died while in police custody at the Jackson County Jail in Brownstown, Indiana. According to WDRB, Tanisha Chapel, 23, died shortly after being transported from Jackson County Jail to the SNCC Memorial Hospital on Friday. How she died remains unknown as the investigation is ongoing. Her mother says Tanisha was booked back on May 26th at the Indiana State Police arrested her on shoplifting and other charges. So, y'all don't do it. She was being held on a $4,007 bond. Her father thinks foul play may have involved. I think there's some foul play involved, and it's because she was the only Black girl in that jail. She called numerous times over and over saying that they are going to kill me and get me out of here. He continued. Thoughts? Next story. It's from HollywoodUnlock.com and it was written by Jamal Osborne. It says, doctor permitted to practice again despite allegedly fondling 24 women.
You see the fuck shit? Now, I just told you a young lady died in prison and she was in jail for shoplifting, right? And now this guy who committed a crime of touching people is permitted to be a doctor again.
The Texas Medical Board has reinstated a doctor who allegedly sexually assaulted multiple women. Dennis Doan has been accused of groping and inappropriately touching at least 24 women over a 5-year span.
And you know y'all women don't believe fat meat is greasy.
So we going to find some women going to him.
It was proven he was not guilty.
Let me go continue. According to authorities, Doan has engaged in routine of unprofessional sexual misconduct by groping, touching, or massaging patients' breasts. The medical board chose to protect one of their own over sending a message to doctors that you cannot do this, says Jan Williams, one of the women who filed criminal charges against Doan, but they chose their own. I think their message says to doctors, hey, we could do this in the future. We're just going to get our hands slapped. I agree with Jan Williams.
He gets out of jail, but a young lady died for a nonviolent charge. Got you.
That completes the story for today. Y'all already know today's story is going to be about something a little lighthearted. We're going to talk about Bigfoot. Y'all sit back, relax, maybe get some popcorn. I don't know. It depends on how your confrontation with Bigfoot went. You know, he's that. I heard he was a peaceful creature and some of you guys say he's not. I'm not quite sure. But I want to talk about Bigfoot.
Before we all started, FYI, I know it's going to be questioned if I believe in mystical creatures or creatures that people have seen or whatever have you. I'm going to be honest with you. There's a lot of things on this earth that we will never understand and we will never quite get because we'll see it, but it has to protect itself. From scientists, it has to protect itself from y'all gawking and judging. So
There may be things out there, you know, because I can't sit here and talk about Bigfoot and not talk about Nessie, you know. We got to talk about Nessie as well. We got to also talk about the mermaids. Anytime somebody write work about creatures like this, somebody saw something. Y'all just put them in a mentally insane asylum and assume that they're crazy. This article was written by LiveScience.com on April 14th, 2021. So it's a pretty up-to-date article. And it was written by Benjamin Radford. And it says, is Bigfoot real? You likely already know the answer. Do we though? Because maybe it's just a person who forgot to shave. Bigfoot, also known as Sasquatch, is a giant ape-like cryptid. A species rumored to exist that some people believe roams North America. There is a scant physical evidence that any such creature exists, but Bigfoot buffs are convinced they do, and the science will prove it. The most sightings of Bigfoot occur in the Northwest, and the creature can be linked to indigenous myths and legends of wild men. What if it's just a caveman? Because have you like seen some like these pictures of people who were Neanderthals specifically? They look a little Bigfootish to me. Let me continue. Most sighting of Bigfoot. Oh yeah, I already talked about that. Did I say that? The creature. The word Sasquatch is derived from the Sasquatch, a word from the language used by some Salish First Nation people in southwestern British Columbia, according to the Oregon Encyclopedia. I think those are Native American words, and I don't know how to speak Native American languages, so please bear with me. As early as 1884, the British colonist newspaper in Victoria, BC, published an account of a gorilla-type creature captured in the area. Other accounts largely decried as hoax. Follow, according to the Canadian Encyclopedia, Sasquatch book author John Green compiled a list of 1,340 sightings through the 19th and 20th century. But the modern Bigfoot or Sasquatch myth gained new life in the late 1950s. Okay. In 1958, the Humboldt Times, a local newspaper in Northern California, published a story about the discovery of giant mystery footprints near Bluff Creek, California, and referred to the creature that made them as Bigfoot.
Because your girl don't know how to say Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, according to the Smithsonian Magazine. Interest in the Bigfoot grew rapidly during the second half of the 20th century after an article in True Magazine published in December 1959 described the 1958 discovery. In 2002, the children of Ray Wallace received that the footprint near Bluff Creek had been their father prank, according to a Smithsonian magazine. By that time, though, Bigfoot was firmly established in popular culture across the continent. Since their article was published, a wealth of others claim to have been made about Sasquatch tracks, casts, photos, videos, and other evidence. By the most common evidence presented for the existence of Bigfoot is eyewitness report. There have been more than 10,000 eyewitnesses account of the creature in the continent of the U.S. in the last 50 years, Life Science reported in 2019. In these accounts, Bigfoot is usually described as being about 8 to 10 feet tall, 2.4 to 3 meters tall, and covered in hair. Unfortunately, Bigfoot sightings are also by far the weakest type of evidence. Eyewitness accounts are based on the memories, and memories are not reliable, Life Science previously reported. Crying witnesses, for example, can be influenced by their emotion and may miss important details of what they are seeing. In the same vein, people also have to overestimate their ability to remember things when it comes to cryptids like Bigfoot. The human brain is capable of making up explanation for even it can't immediately interpret. And many people simply want to believe they exist, Life Science previously reported. Some people claim to have heard Bigfoot vocalization, including howling, growling, and screams. The creature also associated with other noises, such as a wood knocking, according to Scientific American. Recording of these noises occasionally attract media attention, but can usually be attributed to known animals such as foxes and coyotes. The most famous Bigfoot video is a short film taken in 1967 by Roger Patterson and Bob Giblin, shot in Bluff Creek. It shows a large, dark, human-sized and human-shaped figure striding through a clearing. Widely considered a hoax, it remains to this day the best evidence for the existence of Bigfoot. With the rise of high-quality cameras and smartphones, photographs of people, cars, mountains, flowers, sunset, deer, and more have gotten sharper and clearer over the years. Bigfoot is a notable exception. The logical explanation for this discrepancy is that the creature don't exist and the photographs of them are merely a hoax of a misidentification. In this book, Big Footprint, veteran researcher Grover Krantz discussed alleged Bigfoot hair, feces, skin scrapings, and blood that usually fated them up. The usual fate of them items is that they either receive no scientific study or else the documentation of the study is either lost or unobtainable. In most cases where competent analysts have been made, the material turned out to be bogus or else no determination could be made, Krantz said. When a definite conclusion has been reached through the scientific analyst, the samples have typically turned out to have ordinary sources. For example, in 2014, a team of researchers led by the geneticist Brian Sykes from the University of Oxford in England conducted genetic analysis on 36 hair samples claimed to belong to Bigfoot or the Yeti, a similar ape-like creature said to exist in the Himalayas.
Y'all know the Yeti is a Morion. He admitted it.
Almost all of the hair turns out to be from known animals such as cows, raccoons, deer, and humans. However, two of the samples closely match an extinct Paleolithic polar bear. Live Science previously reported these samples may have come from an unknown bear species or a hybrid of modern bears. But they were from a bear, not a primate. Genetics provide another reason to doubt the existence of Bigfoot. The science suggested that there can just be one elusive, unique creature. Many individuals would have to exist to prove enough genetic diversity to maintain a population. This increased the chance that one would be killed by a hunter or hit by a motorist on a highway or even found dead by accident, disease, or old age by a hiker or former farmer at some point. Yet nobody's ever been found. People do occasionally claim to find bones or other large body parts. For an example, a man in Utah discovered what he thought was a fossilized Bigfoot skull in 2013. A paleontologist confirmed that the skull was simply an oddly weathered rock. Bigfoot hoaxers have further complicated the problem of the Sasquatch fact and fiction. Dozens of people have admitted faking Bigfoot print, photographs, and nearly every other type of Bigfoot evidence. A man named Rand Mullins revealed in 1982 that he and friends have carved giant Bigfoot print feet and used them to fake footprints for decades. In 2008, two men from Georgia claimed to have complete frozen Bigfoot specimen that found on a hike. Their Bigfoot turned out to be a gorilla costume. Reuters reported in 2008, until better evidence came along, old evidence will be rehashed and reexamined, and unless Bigfoot is proven to be alive, the search will continue.
Which, by the way, they said they found a family of Bigfoots, and it looked like they were having a funeral for a dead Bigfoot. But it was a bunch of gorilla costumes. So, you know, y'all already know why I'm gonna go with this, right?
Justin Humphreys, an Oklahoma lawmaker, proposed creating a Bigfoot hunting season in January 2021, according to CNN. Humphreys suggested the hunting season could coincide with the annual Bigfoot Festival that takes place in Hanabia, Oklahoma, and would help to bring more tourists to the area. Oklahoma Tourism Official later announced a $2.1 million bounty in March for the capture of a live Bigfoot, according to NPR. Scientific evidence for the existence of a modern-day Bigfoot may be proven elusive, but a giant bipedal ape did once walk the earth. A species named Gigantopithecus blacki was about 10 feet, 3 meters tall, and weighed up to 595 pounds, 270 kilograms. Based on fossil evidence, however, Gigantopithecus lived in Southeast Asia, not North America, and went extinct hundreds of thousands of years ago. The extinct ape is also more closely related to the more modern orangutan than the human or a close relative, chimpanzees and bonobos. Let's talk about this. I want to talk about the Bigfoot slash squash thing thing. Because we're going to talk about the Yeti. We're going to talk about all these little magical creatures y'all like. Let me tell you what I think. How many of y'all out there have seen the movie with Brendan Fraser about him being a caveman? And he unfroze and came back alive. This is a theory now, all right? This is ladies' theories. Don't be mad at my theory. What if Bigfoot is a caveman that was unfrozen because the ice caps are melting? That's how those aliens came to be in the movie Tomorrow's War, which I didn't do my review on that one. But I did watch the movie and they were trying to figure out where the aliens came from, and they found out that the aliens had crashed into the ice cap, and the ice caps, of course, you know, they're melting as we speak, and that's how the war started. And so they had to go back to before the war started and, you know, kill them before they unfroze. But what if that's happening, since we're talking about global warming and the globe is warming, right? So if the ice caps are melting, which is bad, by the way, the ice caps are melting. What if these cavemen are being unmelted and we're citing them as Bigfoot, but they're really just cavemen walking around, surviving and trying to live their life? I'm just saying, you know, it happened to Brendan Fraser. And sometimes when you look at pictures of cavemen in the Neanderthal face, don't they look like Bigfoot? I'm just saying, it's a theory, you know. But somebody had to come into contact with one to see them. And there have been cases of where people have seen people who have grown hair all over their faces. I'm not talking about like how men grow their hair on their faces. I'm talking about grow their hair like on every inch of their body. Y'all remember that Ripley's Believe It or Not, and there was this family or a group of people that grew hair all over their body? They look kind of like Bigfoot. What if Bigfoot is just a giant person? I'm just saying, to me, I mean, I just come to a conclusion that's what he is, because, you know, we always try to make something more than what it really is sometimes. I'm going to be honest with you. Even as somebody who used to believe conspiracy theorists, even somebody who used to believe certain stuff about conspiracy theory and some dangerous stuff that was happening to people, I can be straight up honest with you and say that when it comes to some of these theories out here, especially things like Loch Ness monsters, like Bigfoot, specifically Bigfoot, anytime when it's humanoid, I just question if it's a human being who has exaggerated its features and made it to look more. Or people have never seen people like that before, and so they assume that these beings
are Bigfoot, but they're really a form of human beings. Now, whether it's genetic mutation going backwards or forward, that's beyond me. But my theory is that Bigfoot is actually a human being from the ancient future, and the bloodline didn't die out. With that being said, thank you guys for listening to my podcast. I'm trying to stay light a little bit because it's been heavy lately. There's a lot of things that has been heavy and has been getting to me. So I would appreciate, you know, stuff like Bigfoot. And I'm going to do stuff like that. Where there's going to be moments where I just randomly choose a topic that is, you might find to be goofy, but it's fun to talk about because it just needs to be light, okay? It needs to be light. This past week, this past few weeks has been heavy, okay? There has been some weird things that have happened to people that I know, I'm friends with, and there has been moments where I emotionally could not handle it anymore neither, and it emotionally gets to me. So, I'm going to do Bigfoot because it's a light topic and, you know, nobody has died from Bigfoot, you know. I believe Bigfoot eats stuff that's already dead. With that being said, thank you guys for listening to my podcast. This is My Mind's Emporium. I hope you guys have a lovely day. Tomorrow's topic is going to be about, you know what, it was supposed to be about anti-Nini, but I don't want to talk about Nini. So it's going to be a surprise what I'm going to be talking about tomorrow. Y'all have a nice day. Oh, yeah. I was supposed to say it. I'm outie. Well, I'm like so outie.